How to negotiate. Everyone negotiates.
Deciding how to split a restaurant bill with friends is a negotiation.
Choosing what housework family members do at home is a negotiation. In some parts of the world, you can negotiate almost every time you buy something. Although different cultures negotiate in different ways, there are aspects that are similar throughout the world, especially in formal negotiations. Formal negotiations are critical to business, both inside the company and between the business and its partners or customers. Inside negotiations include setting salaries and allocating resources, such as choosing how people spend their time and how much money each project gets. Outside negotiations include ongoing purchase agreements, marketing agreements, and company mergers. For formal negotiations, much of the work happens before the parties meet. First, it is important to decide what outcomes you want at the end of the negotiation.
You will set a main objective, and you will also think about secondary factors.
For example, when negotiating for a salary at a new job, your main objective would be the amount of money you'd earn per year. Secondary factors would be other things that are valuable to you, such as holiday leave, chances to work from home, and even coffee and snacks.
Next, you will calculate your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA. What will happen if you and the other party can't agree? Be as specific as possible and try to assign a monetary value.
For example, if you can't agree on a salary at this company, you will not be employed and it would take approximately 2 months to find another job like this one. A month's salary is about £4,000, therefore, your BATNA is to lose £8,000 in potential salary while looking for a job somewhere else.
With your BATNA, you can calculate the outcomes you will accept.
If your BATNA is to earn £50,000 working for 10 months at another company, you probably shouldn't accept an offer of £45,000 per year from this company.
Instead, your minimum salary might be £50,000.
Finally, you will meet the other party for the negotiation.
You should ask questions to find out what is important to them.
The other party has secondary factors too, and you may find some things you can easily agree on, which usually makes both parties feel good. Also, you may be happy to give up a secondary factor in order to achieve your main objective. For example, your new company may require that employees have a flexible schedule.
They have international customers, so sometimes meetings will be at night or very early in the morning.
If you don't mind that schedule, you may be able to ask for a little more money.